of children. As soon as we arrived, he had brought them bread, soup, and margarine. Actually, this was not disinterested affection. There was a considerable traffic in children among homosexuals here, I learned later. The head told us, "You're staying here 3 days in quarantine. Then you're going to work. Tomorrow, medical inspection." One of his assistants, a hard-faced boy with hooligan's eyes, came up to me. "Do you want to get into a good unit?" "I certainly do, but on one condition. I want to stay with my father." "All right," he said. "I can arrange that for a small consideration. Your shoes. I'll give you some others." I refused to give him my shoes. They were all I had left. "I'll give you an extra ration of bread and margarine." He was very keen on my shoes, but I did not give them up to him. Later on, they were taken from me just the same, but in exchange for nothing this time. Medical examination in the open air in the early hours of the morning before three doctors seated on a bench. The first barely examined me at all. He was content merely to ask, "Are you in good health?" Who would have dared to say anything to the contrary? The dentist, on the other hand, seemed most conscientious. He would order us to open our mouths wide. Actually, he was not looking for decayed teeth, but gold ones. Anyone who had gold in his mouth had his number added to a list. I myself had a gold crown. The first 3 days passed by rapidly. On the fourth day at dawn, when we were standing in front of the tent, the capos appeared. Then each began to choose the men who suited him.